Hey, what's going on, everyone? Thank you for tuning into another episode of The Power of Storytelling. Today's guest is Logan Rodriguez. Logan is currently a student at the University of North Texas studying finance and entrepreneurship. Today, me and Logan have a conversation about how your mentality and perspective on life can change how you feel about the obstacles that come up throughout your life and what you must do to overcome them to become successful and happy. If you do enjoy this conversation, make sure to leave a follow on whatever platform you're listening on. Let's get into the conversation. So we can just kind of hop into it. The biggest thing for me is just kind of letting people know some like background information about you, and then kind of what you do and kind of how you got to this point.
Yeah, so I guess it started off, started off with my mom and dad being married, born in Colorado. Shortly after, around like 5 or so, I moved to Puerto Rico, lived there for about 2 years. And then my parents got divorced. My dad stayed in Puerto Rico, but me and my brother, we moved to Texas with most of our family so they could help us out. And so for the longest time, it was just my mom, my older brother, and me, just us three going along, just trying to, you know, make ends meet, do our thing. And then my mom met my stepdad. They got married, moved to North Carolina for about 3-4 years. And then my stepdad decided to cheat on my mom. So we, they got divorced and we moved back to Texas with family. And that was about, you know, starting of junior year of high school. And so I just stayed in Texas and started to get my degree at the University of North Texas. And now I'm at my last semester here. And after that, I'm graduating and figuring out what life has in store for me.
It's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. So what are you majoring in again? And then, what do you want to do? Kind of like, what's your ideas going forward so far?
So with the University of North Texas, I'm basically able to choose two different majors, but still like with one degree plan. So it's called Business Integrated Studies, and I chose finance and entrepreneurship as my two main concentrations. I guess just, you know, wanting to just work in corporate America for a while, just to kind of see how it works, what doesn't, what kind of companies runs well versus what don't. And then, you know, hopefully long term, you know, start my own company in America, outside of America, just wherever, you know, life takes me, and then just work for myself, you know, employ people, make sure that they're treated fairly and, you know, a livable wage, and do what needs to be done.
It's awesome. And yeah, I love that. It's one thing I see about like with people with like the entrepreneurial mindset. It's not even about like making the most money or, you know, whatever, like the flashy stuff that you hear a lot, but it's actually like the employment side, you know, being able to employ people and make sure that they have a good experience, you know, working for you. And I think that's a great characteristic and quality of a leader. So that's really cool. We can just talk about a few different things. Like how did you come up with wanting to do that major? Like what made you want to get into, you know, entrepreneurship and kind of what you're getting into?
Yeah. So, I guess, you know, since why I chose finance and entrepreneurship, I guess just because, I never really liked the idea of having to choose one thing to focus on. Mm-hmm. That's why, it took me so long to even declare my major. I literally, UNT told me that I can't take any more classes or enroll for classes until I pick a major. Yeah. Because I just, you know, the thought of tying down to one major, and I know I could change it. I know that just because I major in it doesn't mean that's what my job is going to be. But, you know, it's what I'm learning. It's what I'm going to be knowledgeable on. And so I wanted to be something that I really, you know, believed in and stuff like that. And so finance, it solely was just because it's a good background. It's a good, you know, general understanding of, you know, how corporations work. You know, not even just for America, just for any corporations, just the inflow and outflow of cash and money and just all of that. And then with entrepreneurship, it always, you know, fascinated me that people can literally just see a piece of land, buy it, own it, hire people to build a building, have that building, and then run a business that you believe in, that will not only help yourself, but also help others. succeed in their day-to-day life. And so that's always just been a fascination to me. And the fact that, a college offers that as a major option to learn more about what entrepreneurship means and how to focus on that was really fascinating to me.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. I love that. It's something I don't hear a lot, and I think it's so important is, that you really do enjoy the idea that, you can see something that has no value in a sense, no, there's nothing on it, like let's say the plot of land, and with your idea and your hard work and your determination, you've created something that now adds value to people and to society, and of course you'll be compensated for that. So that's really cool. I think that's
Yes,
such a good, like, to have that vision is something that not a lot of people have, so I love to hear that from people when they say that.
sir.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, what would you say? So, I know you said that your parents were divorced, I believe twice, right?
Yes, sir. My mom was remarried. She married my dad and then remarried. But she's on her own now.
Yeah, so that's honestly kind of exactly how my parents and my mom's situation is. She first married my dad, and then she had three kids with my dad. And then some, like, things happen and they end up, getting divorced. When I was like 8 years old, they got divorced, and she got remarried again. And things happen, of course. And then she ended up, getting divorced again. And those, like, situations like that definitely can affect you in a sense, as a child throughout that relationship. Either one, I would love to hear your input as to, like, what you think about, like, for me personally, I took it very hard because I always thought it was like my like fault in a sense, even though it could be or it couldn't be. Is, a kid should never believe that it's their fault why their parents get divorced or whatever it is. So if you have any insight into like how that is, or if someone's going through that same, situation, how could they come about it in a better way? It's a tough
That's a
one,
good question.
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, I luckily never felt like it was really my fault. It because whenever my parents first got divorced, I think I was like really too young to really understand what was going on.
For sure.
Just I knew that I was with my mom and my dad. My dad was working, so my mom was like taking care of us. And then all of a sudden, I'm flying back from Puerto Rico to Texas, and my dad's like, "I'm not going to see you for a while." And then I just kind of grew up learning that my dad wasn't really around, and then being able to piece those puzzles together.
For sure.
No, I know it definitely has affected me. It affects any kid at such a young age like that, whether they realize it immediately or not. Like I'm starting to realize going through counseling and therapy that commitment issues is a big thing for me, and it's I'm starting to realize that's because my parents got divorced. And so since I was raised Catholic and in the Catholicism faith that the person you marry is the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with. And so as a kid believing that, but then also seeing that my parents can't even do that. So what's the likelihood of the people that I'm surrounded by can't do it. So why would I be able to do it type thing? But it's really hard to be able to decipher, even though the fact that you're a byproduct of your mother and father, you are your own person and having to live your own life, even though most of your life is environmental factors that were caused by whoever raised you, whether that's biological parents or just overall guardians. And so just, making sure that, no matter what people say to you, it's never your fault that your parents get divorced. It's, a sign that as adults, they're going through their own thing, A, B, C, the other, whatever it is, that you just. You're a child, and you shouldn't have to have that burden put on you at such a young age. And I know that most parents, or guardians, I hope to think that they wouldn't want to cause that stress. It's just that, they need to do what's best for themselves at that time as well.
Sure.
Both best for themselves and best for, the children at the time too. And I know that's why my mom stayed with my dad for so long, is because she just had me. And she was like, "I can't, get a divorce right now because my older brother, who is, just a baby, is two, learning how to walk and talk, stuff like that. Like, it wouldn't be right financially and just overall stuff like that." So she just stayed with him for a little bit longer until she felt like it was, old enough that we would be able to, quote unquote, function on our own. Because my brother was about 10, so we were able to be at the house by ourselves type thing, and we were able to kind of, hold our own if need be, rather than being like full on children and having, a babysitter be the person that we see more often than our own mother type thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much for the insight. I think that's phenomenal. So let's say even with the family situation and things like that, did you happen to run across any people that you would like think of as like mentors or people that you looked up to or you know, what were some of the things that you were taught that you feel like were very valuable to you?
That's the thing, is for the longest time since I was constantly surrounded by my mom, knowing that she was working at one point 4 to 5 part-time jobs just, to make a livable wage for my mom, for her, and then my brother and I to be able to, we were able to live comfortably. We always had a roof over our head, we always had meals, we never had to worry about if the internet was gonna go out or the electricity or water. And so, as much as I do talk about, the hardships that we did go through, I know my mom worked as hard as she did. So my brother and I would be able to, have toys for Christmas. We would be able to see family and like have food and just, never have to go to sleep hungry. For the longest time, I always looked up to my mom, partially because I was surrounded by her, partially just because I saw how much she was working. And like, obviously, as a younger kid, I didn't really appreciate that. But now that I'm getting older, I realized how much she really put her own health and happiness at risk just for my brother and I to be able to be successful where we're at now. I guess she was the main mentor. Just going into like my teenage years and kind of now, I never really had anyone that I've kind of looked up to. It's mainly been myself, if anything, just because I know that I'm always going to be here for myself. Anyone in my life can be gone in the blink of an eye, but I live with myself 24/7, 365 for 21 plus years now, and so just knowing that I'm always going to be the consistency in my life, and so understanding what has worked for me in the past, knowing what hasn't worked for me in the past, and how I can be better for myself. So if I can succeed, I can succeed for others.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I love that. Like what you said is, you are the only person that's been with yourself the whole time that you've been alive, So, taking into account everything and what works and what doesn't, it's very important for you as a person to, look into yourself and introspect and really see what drives you and, all the things that do work and that don't work. So, I mean, that's such a good point, and I love that. So what made you kind of get into like I know we talked about how you were doing like finance and entrepreneurial. What like made you was it were you good at it in like high school and middle school or was it more just it's just something that you really did like were interested in? I know you talked about like the plot of land and stuff like that. Or was it more of like a shift? Did you see something on TV where you're like, I can be, I can be successful like this, or is it more of the freedom or what really made you choose that kind of field?
I guess it was a mix of a couple of things. It was never really one big, all be all be all, get a light at the end of the tunnel type thing. Started off like in elementary, middle school, where I was really good at math. I really enjoyed, as simple as like adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing. And then it kind of got into in high school when we would do, they would try to teach us, finances and to be more financially responsible. And like doing like different stock exchange, like little events and games, and like, me kind of enjoying that. And then as simple as also just whenever I'd get allowance back as a kid, I really enjoyed, asking my mom for all ones instead of, big bills so I can split them up however I want.
Oh man, okay.
And it was funny because I started back when I was 9 years old. My mom, was talking about how expensive kids are, and because, she was raising my brother and I. And so that was whenever I was a 9-year-old kid, I was like, you're right, like kids are expensive, diapers, like all that, and then all the way up to, they're 18 years old. And so during my $20 allowance for a month, I would, put $5 to $8 in my save for kid. So I had a save for kid. I had $5 to $8 saved for myself. I had like $2 to $3 for the church, and then like $1 or $2 to spend each month. And I would just live like that. For a couple of years until I realized I saved close to $2,000 for a
Wow.
kid that I don't even have at the
Yeah.
age of like 12, 13,
Man.
and so it's just like little things like that like, whenever I was in, starting college, I was like, oh man, like, I really, whenever I look back at it, like finance was a really big aspect of my life, whether that was positive, where I really enjoyed saving money for myself or for others, or if that was, you know, because my mom was struggling so much to make ends meet and I don't want that for my future family. And so in the finance aspect, that was that. And then for entrepreneurship, I guess just like, you know, in high school, sometimes we just watch Shark Tank just because the sub didn't know what else to put on. And so they're like, oh, here's Shark Tank. And then the thought of like, you know, these average Joe people who, you know, are working again, like 3 part-time jobs. And then on top of that, trying to start their own business, whether they are working out of their own apartment, whether they have their own warehouse already, whatever it is, they have their own stuff and they're doing it because that's what they believe in so firmly. Whether the sharks accept them or not, they still leave that door knowing that what they have is a working product that they believe in and that they know if they market to the right people, there's going to be people that need that product.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. Like, I mean, that's fantastic. I think that it is true how, you know, you did what I think is super important for a lot of people, which is you took something that was a big part of your life, whether you said, you know, good and bad, whether it was the burden of not having enough money or if it was the fact that you got an allowance and you were able to kind of do that yourself and see that you liked it. You turned that into such a positive. You turned that almost into like a passion, you know, because now you're kind of thinking, this was something that was a burden to me, but in if I can, you know, use this same construct or like, you know, like money in a sense, and you can turn it into a positive by like taking control of that, you've now turned that like that burden into something that is now such a, like you've just added so much more value to yourself. So I think that's really like, that's inspirational to think about. I think, I think that a lot of people take those negative things in their life and they don't, like they don't try to turn it into a positive, but those like burdens or those obstacles that they have throughout their life, you can almost turn it into like something that you've gained and added to your life of like, because you went through it, you know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. So I have a few other questions as well. Let's say if you could talk to yourself, you know, a couple years ago or five years ago or so, or even as a kid, what would you say to yourself? What are some, like a couple tips you'd give yourself just to help yourself?
I always enjoy this question for a specific reason, because I am a firm believer of going with the flow and always ending up where you belong, whether you're struggling mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, whatever it is, or if you're thriving and you're in the best part of your life. Because thinking to it, if, you know, like if I could go back to the future, I could say something to my past self and then go back to now, I wouldn't be the same person. For sure. I could be in a whole different state. I could be in a whole different country. I could, you know, be, you know, living on Mars. I, you know, mm-hmm. just like it's something so simple as, you know, just telling myself some advice that, you know, I think right now could help me. It could actually burden me more in a different aspect. And so I guess in a way, I wouldn't, even if I had the option to, you know, say something to myself to help myself out financially, or, you know, be like, hey, Logan, you know, because of your parents' divorce, this is going to happen to you. And like down the line, it's like to try to help myself out where I am currently. But if I was to do that, then I wouldn't be where I'm at. And I don't believe that the people I've met, the experiences I had, the struggles, the good, the bad and the ugly, all of that, I wouldn't have experienced that and I wouldn't be able to live the same life just because I tried to make things better for myself for one aspect, but then could actually ruin a lot of other aspects of my life.
Yeah, I love that, dude. That's awesome. I think that's super important is you're saying like you don't want anything like, given to you in a sense, because all the stuff you've had to earn is brought you to the person you are today. Versus if you were given exactly. something or you're given like that insider info, you might have not had to do these 3 things that have built a whole nother part of you because you've already had that information. I think that's so cool. I love it. I think the biggest thing that I love to try to tell people is stop looking at all of the obstacles as like just, you know, super negative, which of course, like it's easy to say, you know, you can live a life with no obstacles, but those obstacles, if you choose to overcome them or try to overcome them, one, I believe you'll be successful as long as you keep trying. And I mean, you never know, naturally could hit the earth or whatever, but as long as you keep trying to overcome those obstacles, that the person you become because you had to go through that and you had to overcome those obstacles, you become such a more valuable human being to yourself and you become a better person because of it. So I think that's awesome that you say that, man. Is there anything else you would like to share? You know, any valuable tips or anything to anyone that's either watching or listening?
Honestly, I'd say kind of like what we're talking about is like, all those obstacles is I've recently, through the past couple years of counseling that I've been through, just trying to figure myself out and how I can, again, overcome the obstacles that I either can control or can't control, is life is always going to be a balancing game. Yes, it's not always going to be this or that. It's not always going to be black or white. There's always going to be those gray spots. There's always going to be those middle spots that you need to figure out. But once you're able to realize that to live in the present, you plan for the future, but don't live in the future because then you're missing the present. Which I'm still trying to get a full grasp of that, in the sense of I know I try to be like, okay, I'm about to graduate college. I need to get a job. I need to do this. I need to find an apartment. I need to sign a lease, different things like that. But then if I stress too much about it, then I'm not really appreciating the fact that this is my last semester in college. Like, these are like the best days that, people 5 years down the line, people are going to ask me, what you do in college? And I'm like, well, I just sat in my room and applied to 20 different jobs a day and had interviews and stuff like that. And so, yes, there are steps that you can take to help your future self. But if you take too many steps to try to plan, it's never going to work out the way you want. Lovingly, life changes instantly, and the sooner you realize that you can make a plan, even if it's like a week long trip for a vacation, something's gonna happen. The weather's gonna be different than what you expected, and it's as simple as that. Then you can't go to the zoo because they're closed because of the weather. And so then if you let yourself be discouraged that it didn't work out the way you wanted, then you'll miss out the fact that you get to sit inside in a different place they've never been and get to read a book. Or you get to have that time for yourself that, yes, it's not what you were expecting, but you can still make a great outcome of that experience that you weren't expecting.
And exactly, and kind of like what you were saying before is you never know, you could stumble upon something that you really enjoy, you maybe even more than what the previous scenario would have been. So exactly,
Exactly.
yeah, it's not about, worrying about, oh, this isn't perfect, or trying to make your future perfect, but it is about living in the moment. And whenever something comes up that isn't right, still do what you can to enjoy the moment. If you have to adapt, you adapt. If you have to overcome something, enjoy doing it, because that is life. Life is never perfect.
For sure.
That's awesome, man. Well, I do appreciate you for coming on and chatting with me a little bit, Logan. I really
Of
do
course.
appreciate it. If there's anything else that you would like to say, you can. I know we talked for a little bit here. I really do appreciate it. And is there anything else that you'd like to say?
No, sir, nothing's that come to mind.
Awesome, man. Thank you for being on, and we'll talk to you again very soon, man.
All right, yes, I'll talk to you then.
Awesome. See you later, man.